You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishore. A Supreme Court decision Thursday affirmed that about half of the state of Oklahoma is Native American reservation land. The case specifically had to do with who has jurisdiction in criminal cases, but the decision over reservation boundaries could have economic implications as well. For more on this, I'm joined live by Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington. Hi, Kimberly. What is going to change right away?
So the major effect of this ruling in McGirt versus Oklahoma, which was the case, is that it changes how cases against Native Americans accused of crimes in the expanded reservation will be handled and who handles them. And some people convicted under the old system may need their cases reviewed. With a much bigger tribal reservation now, it now covers about 1.8 million people, including a couple hundred thousand in the city of Tulsa. That means there will also need to be some expansion of the tribe's criminal justice infrastructure, which may require some additional resources.
So more resources needed. What else might this ruling change about how things operate financially in that part of Oklahoma?
That's still what's being worked out. And what does this mean for taxes and who pays for infrastructure? Healthcare and education budgets on reservations are often different from those of the state budget. And so this could mean a reallocation of some of those resources, federal monies coming into the area. And the state and the tribes say they have a long history of working together on these issues, and they've already started those discussions.
Who makes those decisions ultimately, you know, where the money goes?
It appears it's going to be several groups. You're going to have the five tribes in the area working with state officials, the congressional delegation, plus some other federal officials. It's probably going to be a long process because this is pretty unprecedented, and there are a lot of business and investment interests at play as well.
All right, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.